Welcome to the Sliders and Curveballs podcast. My name is Mike, and I'm here with my son, Joseph.
Together, we are learning sports one game at a time.
Good morning. Hey, everybody. Can you keep a secret? Shh. It's Joseph's 12th birthday today. Happy birthday, son. We love you. Now, many of you have been listening to this podcast for 5 years, and you've listened to him grow up over the years. I hope that you've enjoyed it. And if you're new to the show, we have a tremendous following and an incredible scope of guests, from athletes to coaches, the media, authors, and we're learning sports together little by little every day. Well, we are surprising Joseph with 4 tickets to Citi Field. Last week at the Northeast Sports Card Expo, we actually were fortunate to interview Howard Cosell's grandson, Colin, who is a public address announcer at Citi Field for the New York Mets. I've always heard great things about the park, and he talked it up. So when I was looking through who's in town this week, it's very rare that Joseph does not have a Little League game or an AAU basketball game on a Saturday. In addition to that, his older cousin, Billy the Kid, also is free. So I said, listen, we got to go up to New York. We're going to go to Queens and we're going to surprise Joe. Just doing a little bit of fun facts on Citi Field, which I'm so excited to see. It opened in 2009 and replaced the old Shea Stadium, which is adjacent to Citi Field. Here's a little trivia question. What's the first game that was ever played at Citi Field? Ironically, it was a college baseball game between St. John's and Georgetown. In 2023, they added the largest scoreboard in MLB, right in center field. And it's HD 4K. They switched out the lights, Colin said recently, for LED lights that can mix colors. It's 17,400 square feet. It's supposed to be incredible. And that light show will be flashing and strobing, especially if we get to the point where there's maybe a one-run lead in the late innings and they get everything going with Narcos for number 39, that would be incredible. There's just under 42,000 seats at the stadium, and they're all green in a tribute to the old Polo Grounds, the longtime home of the baseball Giants and the original Mets. So no splashes of orange and blue as far as the seats are concerned. Now, the exterior facade has the style of the old Ebbets Field, the former home of the Brooklyn Dodgers, because the owner of the Mets from 1987 to 2020, Fred Wilpon, was a Brooklyn native and had grown up as a Brooklyn fan. Actually, a little bit of the criticism of the park is that he made it so Dodger-ish and such a tribute to Brooklyn that he needed to actually put extra splashes of the Mets in there. Hey, put a little orange and blue in here. Make sure you change the outfield wall to that color. Put up some of our banners. Put up some of our history, because he was such a Brooklyn guy growing up. Obviously, he created the Jackie Robinson Rotunda. Now, this rotunda is an incredible opening to the very beginning of the stadium, rightfully so. Groundbreaking player who changed and took down a lot of the walls in all of sports. And an 8-foot number 42 is right there. A lot of his images and sayings, etc. But as you can see, that love for Brooklyn is very much a part of this park. The interior was influenced by what's arguably called the best park in baseball, and that's Pirates Park, PNC. In addition to Great American Ballpark, where the Reds play, Coors Field, and Citizens Bank. Now, here's a little silent secret trivia question. I'm not even going to put it on social, although you know how to get a hold of us on Twitter. You can follow us on Insta. You can follow us on Facebook. We're often on a lot of sports boards, including our number one board, the Boneyard. If you catch this secret birthday trivia question, just reach out to me. Text me. Send me a direct message. Say, I know the birthday trivia answer. And I will give you an incredible Blake the Artist Doc Gooden card. Now, we met Doc last year, one of the greatest pitchers ever. And he's gone through his share of nightmares in his life. But arguably, when he had it going, he was a lockdown pitcher. And Blake did an incredible card for Project 2020 for Doc. I put one aside from the card show, especially for this birthday giveaway. And here's the question, and I'll reveal the answer in a moment. At Citi Field, it's the only Major League Baseball park that has this one special element that no other park in baseball has. Do you know what it is? We'll come back to that in a minute. Once you get that answer, just relay it to me sometime after this podcast drops, because we are going to do a Sounds of the Game where we're going to take you through Mets Stadium. Now, what are we looking forward to seeing? There's an incredible outfield pedestrian bridge that you can walk over called the Shea Bridge. And that resembles New York's Hellgate Bridge. Apparently, I read there's over 2,000 bridges in New York. And this is kind of an homage to connecting the Mets to their past National League teams that once played in New York and have since moved. Brooklyn became the Dodgers. They're out west due to real estate needs. And San Francisco now hosts the Giants, right? The park also includes an incredible international food bazaar. It's been cited as the best ballpark food for the last 2 years. Many people say that the park is actually been picked up and put into an incredible food court. So as Colin said during our last podcast, May the 4th be with you. Everything from sushi to the best movie theater popcorn in the world to incredible top chefs have their own personal restaurants. I read something about deep fried chicken between donuts, but incredible food. Coca-Cola, braised brisket in Coca-Cola Corner. Chicken parmesan on garlic bread, empanada mama, all these great things, all kinds of lobster rolls, anything you want, you name it. So we're looking forward to eating our way through the park. Speaking of bridges, I never really noticed, but part of the New York Mets logo with the orange N and Y, there are actually little bridges in there. Did you ever notice that? Now, going back to our trivia question, what does Citi Field have that no other major league park anywhere else has? The answer? Orange foul poles. If you notice, every major league park, the foul poles are your standard bright yellow foul pole. But as a tribute to Shea Stadium, and if you ever noticed when you're watching a game on SNY, which does an incredible job with the cinema of MLB, the foul poles at Citi Field are orange in order to be able to reflect on the great colors of the Mets. And they're the only park that doesn't have yellow foul poles. So if you go ahead and reach out to me in the next week, and you're one of the first listeners of the pod, and you tell me, Mike, happy birthday to Joseph, orange foul poles, I'm going to send you an incredible Blake the Artist Doc Gooden card in his Mets uniform. Can't wait to go take a look at the Jackie Robinson Rotunda. Joseph has read about him. Now, they did bring over the home run apple from Shea Stadium. So when a New York Met hits a home run, and maybe we'll see the polar bear jack one out this Saturday, this apple in center field will just rise out of the stage. And it's about four times the size of the one that was at Shea. So they were able to bring over that incredible center field tradition. So keep it a secret. But pretty soon, we're going to head to the train station. I guess it's kind of more fun taking public transportation. So head to the train station, take New Haven to Grand Central, then get on the 7 line, head to Willits, about 30 minutes from Grand Central, get on over to the park, and we'll bring you the sounds of the game. Special edition, 12th birthday edition. We'll see you at Citi Field. Hey, sports fans, exciting news on Joseph's birthday. Just flipping through some of the New York papers here at the office, the New York Post says we're in for a real dandy today on Saturday because Mets rookie phenom Christian Scott is going to be pitching for the first time at Citi Field. He just pitched several innings against the Rays and did really well. And then this is his debut at home. So they're expecting a really big crowd. He's 24 years old, facing this vaunted Braves lineup for the very first time. And he's quoted as saying that apparently Ronald Acuna's brother, Luis Angel Acuna, is a Mets prospect. So he was joking on how he might want to call him up and see if he can get some tips on how to get Ronald out. But Christian grew up in, as a Red Sox fan, ironically, which we are, and grew up in Coconut Grove, Florida, where I worked for several years before I got married. Exciting to see this young pitcher take the mound. Apparently, he averages around 95 miles an hour, and he's got some really great stuff. Just looking at the article, it says that his specialty pitches are a splitter, a slider, hey, we love that, and a sweeper. So it'll be interesting to see how well he can do, and it's always exciting to see a new rookie. He was the number one prospect last year and actually won Player of the Year, I believe, in the Mets organization. So sometimes the schedule just works out that way, and hopefully it'll be really cool, and he'll have a lot of family, friends, and new excited fans behind him, and we'll be able to see a real fun one. Let's get that ball handed off to Timmy Trumpet and the gang, because that's what really makes Citi Field electric, and we want that to happen as well. So we're Mets fans for the day. We'll see you at the park. Sports fans, this is the Sliders and Curveballs podcast. We're on Metro North, and we're probably about an hour away from Grand Central Station. I'm with my beautiful wife on Mother's Day weekend. She's going to Citi Field for the first time. She's definitely looking forward to Colin Cosell's suggestion to get the best movie-style popcorn, which is by Colonel. And so I'm going to go around the horn. Billy the Kid is here. My co-host, 12th birthday, Joseph, is here. I want to ask you, who do you think's going to hit a home run? Who do you think's going to win the game? And what food item, as the guy announces Stratford stop coming up, what food item are you getting? Now, I'm going to go first, and I'm going to say Pete Alonso hits a home run. The Mets win. I'm praying that we see Edwin Diaz come in to the Narcos song. And I'm going to get Adam Richman, Man vs. Foods, Juicy Lucy Burger. Two burger patties with cheese in the middle, or a LaFreda's steak sandwich. Renee, who do you think is going to hit a home run, and what's your food item that you're going to be searching out?
Well, first and foremost, happy birthday, Joseph. I love you. Proud of you. Let's go. I'm going to say Francisco Lindor, because who doesn't want to go with chocolates, right? And I will go with, I'm going to be searching out a gyro.
All right, we'll do our co-host and the birthday boy last. Billy the Kid, you're up next. Who's going to hit a home run? Who's going to win the game? And what kind of food are you going to search out today?
I think Ozuna is going to hit a home run because he's a home run leader. But also, I think the Braves are going to win. And I think I'm looking for a nice burger.
Ozuna, that's a good call. He's mashing the ball this year. And my co-host, happy birthday, Joseph. What do you got? What do you got on your mind?
Thank you. I want sushi. I think Ronald Acuna or Matt Olson will go 450 dead center. And I think Braves will win 9-1.
And you're looking for sushi?
Yes.
And also, there's a little something that I told you is at the park that you think you might want to try to do with Billy today. And it's a little miniature park inside the park. What is that?
It's a wiffle ball field.
So wiffle ball field, Jackie Robinson Rotunda. We're going to be looking for food, looking for some beers. And, we're going to be at Grand Central Station in about an hour. Let's go, Mets. Alrighty, baseball fans, we're here. We're here at Met Stadium. Just walked through the Jackie Robinson Rotunda. Really beautiful entrance to this park. It took a little bit of time to get in. I misjudged how long it was going to be when they opened up the gates, and they were taking a little bit of extra time because they're passing out a Mr. Met bobblehead in a London phone booth. And then we came inside, immediately started to walk around a little bit. Beautiful park. Mets fans everywhere, every jersey under the sun. Just gave away a nice Tom Seaver card to a nice father and son from Houston that was behind us in line. Believe the young kid's name was Lance, so he'll have that for his collection. And beautiful digital scoreboard. Joseph just had, what do you have, a dozen or two sushi? And I waited in line for Adam Richman's Juicy Lucy. Now, it was a good burger. It didn't have much cheese on the inside. And I'll tell you what, I thought it was a $12 burger. Tasty. Juicy little onions on top, some pickles, but $17.89 for the Juicy Lucy. A little high. Right next to it, they were serving the lobster rolls, and they had a stuffed lobster. They had a stuffed potato with lobster that was $19.89. So, I don't know, $2 more, maybe I should have got the lobster. They had delicious Parmesan chips, though. They were good. Little music playing in the background. And it's a City Connect day at the park today. So they're wearing their black jerseys with the NY logo and then the bridge on the logo. But it's a good energy in the park because they got this young pitching phenom. Christian Scott is going to pitch. And we're going to grab our seats in section 112 and see if the Mets can pull out a victory today. We're on the hunt for some food for Billy the Kid, and Renee wants a gyro. So on throughout center field, just walked over Shea Bridge, and we're taking in the sights and sounds here in New York. Thanks for being with us.
And Merlick Soda, easy. Beer? Hey, beer, beer. Hey, no lines.
Yeah. Alrighty, we got Joe in line with Renee. They're going to get some eats. really a beautiful park. See, the Mets are starting to warm up there in the right field. And for a newer park, it's really, really nice. There's no bottlenecking. It's wide open concourses. Really easy to walk. You know, I like my parks with history and a little older and a little grimier. You know, old Yankee Stadium. I can't wait to see Wrigley later this year. We're hoping to go to Chicago sometime in August on a family vacation. And, of course, I love Fenway. But for a new park, this is really well designed and a lot of great food, a lot of international foods, and a really nice park. Getting ready to hear him say, play ball. Joseph is loaded up on sushi right now. And I walked by the Pat LaFreda steak sandwiches. It was like a tenderloin sandwich. That was just under $25. My goodness. But you come to the park, you're going to pay. You can't get this at home. Beautiful view of the Red Apple right in center field, 408. 330 down the right field line. 358 down the left. And first pitch is in about 30 minutes. Max Fried versus the rookie, Christian Scott. Mets Braves coming up. These City Connect uniforms are pretty cool.
How are these seats? They're amazing, right?
Yeah, fantastic seats right down the first baseline. Look at the rapper. Busta Rhymes is throwing out the first pitch. Let's go! Bust the bust! He looks good. That's a legendary rapper right there, Joe. Busta Rhymes. Throw it right there. There you go. Busta Rhymes throws a nice strike. Legendary hip-hop singer. Here we go. I love all the banners have like the subway trains going by. That's fantastic looking. So we're just down the first baseline, right over the Mets dugout. Probably about 4 or 5 feet past Pete Alonso, his station, right on first. Maybe this will be a toss-up area. Looks like the net in front of us is about 20 feet high, so he'll have to toss it up pretty good. But you never know. We might get our hands on one for the birthday boy. Check us out on SNY. Great Scott, 1-2-3 inning. He strikes out Acuna, gets Albies to pop up, and then strikes out the third batter. 1-2-3 inning for Scott. Can't go any better in his home debut. The rookie's got to be pumped. Let's go, Mets! 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 Brandon Nimmo steps in. Come on, Nemo!
God, of course, it says iCloud storage is almost full.
This guy's a good pitcher for Atlanta, too, so hopefully the Mets can jump on him early. Put some traffic on the bases. This kid's from New York. Let's go, Nemo! Bill, what do you think of the park?
It's very nice. Very, very nice.
Pass it down to Joe. Give a couple thoughts, Joe.
This park is really nice, really big. We walked the whole park. It's really fun. I got to swing a couple of times in a batting cage. And it's overall, I give this the best park I've ever been to.
Happy birthday, Joe. Love it. Love you. Pete Alonso just got hold of one. I thought he hit it out. It looks like he hit it to dead center, right to the apple. It looked like it hit at 403, and it's 408 there. If he would have just hit it 20 feet to the left, it was gone by 20 rows. And now former Red Sox J.D. Martinez takes the plate. Come on, J.D. Oh, lasers went right over our head, and a one-handed catch by a fan. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, 10, 15 rows. Yeah, the sun is bad. As soon as you look up, it blinds you. We got a couple of Knicks fans behind us. That always makes me a little nervous here in the Queen City. Come on, JD. He's sitting 268 with no home runs. Maybe we'll see his first home run of the year. That's hard to believe. Unless he had some time on the DL. This guy works on his swing like a mad scientist in the cage, too. Oh, he ripped one down the third base line and it gets gobbled up. What a great catch. Great catch for the second out. Garcia just crushed a ball to left, right over the 1.5 sign with Harris on base. So 2-0 Atlanta Braves. And rookie Mr. Scott gives up his first long ball. That's a souvenir for the Braves fans. 2-0 Braves here at Citi Field. Mets have some work to do. Pete Alonso digs in. Atlanta's winning 3-0. It's the bottom of the fourth. Unfortunately, Francisco Lindor just grounded out. He's only hitting 211 for the year. And it looks like Pete's going to do the exact same thing. Two down. What a rookie mistake by myself not bringing sunglasses to a 4 o'clock game. In Flushing, the sun is so bright. You look up, you have no idea where the ball is. See if J.D. Martinez could get things going. Shocked he doesn't have a home run this year. Great view of the players, though, as they come right back into the dugout. You'd think we could get a toss-up. I mean, you really get a really great look at their faces because we're in the sixth row right behind the dugout, and they walk right into the dugout after a at-bat, and you really get a good look at them. Mets just aren't swinging the bats enough today to help their rookie out on the mound. And JD's going to pop out softly for a 1-2-3 inning. Not hitting today for the Mets. See if they could turn it around in the second half of this game as Renee, Billy, and Joseph go on the hunt for some Mr. Colonel popcorn, which I hear is about $20 a bucket. It better be good popcorn. Really good. Of course, everybody going nuts for the t-shirt toss. It is the top of the sixth inning, and the Braves are winning 6-0. Not only that, but Max Fried is pitching a no-hitter. The Mets do not have a hit this afternoon so far. And the bats have been silent as a church mouse. Hopefully they'll pick it up in the last couple of innings. It's turned out to be a beautiful sunny day. I'll tell you one thing about this park as a ball just bounces off the dugout. We're right by LaGuardia Airport, so it's not unusual to see three planes in the sky at once right over the stadium, and probably every 5 minutes, fairly low, a 747 is going right over your head as another ball comes out into the crowd. The 747s, it's not like they're distracting, but they do get your attention. I mean, they're not high, they're up high enough where you can certainly see them and you're drawn to it, but I've never seen a ballpark have this many planes continuously fly over. It's pretty unique where this park is situated. And Acuna just takes 5 or 6 steps and reels one in to keep the no-hitter alive. Usually that's the kiss of death when you mention something like that, so we'll see if the Mets can get the bats going. Yes, an error up the middle loads up the bases. An error up the middle loads the bases with the most dangerous man in the National League coming up to the bat. I noticed the yellow cleats and the yellow gloves. That's Ronald Acuna. Lord have mercy on the souls of the Mets right now. Bases loaded, down 3-0. not only are they getting no hit, but one swing of the bat and Acuna could send them back to Queens very unhappy as a plane goes over the top of our heads. Christian Scott's been lifted from the game. Joe's out hitting wiffle balls in the wiffle ball cage, and they better bring a snack back for Dad. Acuna, who's 0 for 3 today, is looking to put this game into deep water. Foley Reed is the pitcher trying to get out of this serious mess. One out, 1-1. And Acuna fouls one off about 8 rows away from us, making it 1-2. It's not too often you're going to see Acuna up 4 times and go 0 for 4. So we will see. As Joseph makes his way back to my seats, come sit next to me, son. It's bases loaded with Acuna up. Where'd you guys go?
We went to go play wiffle ball. I was too tall, so they wouldn't let me play. And then I went to a batting cage with the machine. I hit all 3 of them.
You were too tall for wiffle ball? Your 12-year-old height is, hopefully that height is going to help you next week in AAU. Unbelievable. Did you guys bring me a snack?
Mom's getting me cotton candy.
Cotton candy? I need something with substance. Burgers, hamburgers, sausages. Cotton candy? Acuna's getting ready to put this one in the seats, I have a feeling. Uh-oh. Whoa! Oh, what a play! Oh! What just happened? All right, that's going to be on ESPN. Look at that. That's going to be on ESPN. Acuna rifles the ball up the middle, knocks the second baseman's glove off his hand. He flips the ball to the shortstop, and they turn a double play to get out of a bases-loaded jam to keep it the game at 3-0. Watch that on SportsCenter tonight. Defensive play of the month. Wow, what a defensive play. Come on, Mets.
1, 2. Oh, ball game.
Little Billy Joel here has a residency at Madison Square Garden. Sounds like a carnival. Microphone smells like beer. Put bread in my jar and say, man, what are you doing here? La 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 da 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 da. Well, disappointingly, it's the top of the 8th inning, and the Braves are not going to let Max Fried go for the no-hitter. They have replaced him with number 77. Harrison Bader is going to take the plate to challenge him, top of the 8th inning. And the Braves are 6 outs away from pitching a combined no-hitter, but they're not going to let Max Fried do it himself. He is done for the night. New pitcher. I'd be a little mad if I was Max Fried, to be honest with you. A no-hitter would have been interesting on the birthday, but we're rooting for the home team. Looking at the out-of-town scoreboard, our Boston Red Sox are winning 4-2, and the Yankees are losing 7-2. We love the sound of that. No offense to the Yankee fans. Renee, this is a PG podcast. I'm still taping. Root for the home team. Got a Syracuse Mets hat in front of us. I'm sorry for your losses. Let's go, Mets. See if you can get a little late inning rally here. Maybe Joe will turn his new cap, his new Mets cap, inside out for a rally cap. Bader gets it started off with a nice drawing of a walk. And we just had Mr. Colonel Popcorn at the $9 a bucket range. It could have used a little extra butter. My vocal cords are okay, but it was tasty. I feel a rally coming on. That was a bad move by the Braves, taking Fried out. Mark my words. Tyrone Taylor's up at bat. Runners on first and second due to a couple of walks. Nope. Renee got awfully excited with a foul ball. But can you imagine you could tie a game with one swing of a bat in a game that you don't even have a hit? The Mets are getting no hit. Top of the eighth, 3-0. But there's runners on first and second. One swing and it's a tie game. And there's there's one out. Let's see what kind of activity the Mets can drum up in this inning.
I think what you said was true. When they changed the pitcher, they cursed themselves.
Yes, I think the Braves screwed this up. They should have let Max Fried eat. But he might have reached his pitch count. We don't know. I don't know why they took Fried out as Taylor fouls off another one. Now it's a 1-2 count on Taylor, who replaced Nimmo, who apparently hurt his ribs in the middle innings. Mets have to score in this inning.
He's going.
You got traffic on the bases. You got to do something with it. 2-2 count. This is right in our neighborhood. This is four seats over from us. High bounce. Four seats over from us. Foul ball. Bill almost knocks me over. $700 iPhone in my hand. And he wants to knock me over to get a ball. That was really in our neighborhood. I'll buy you a bucket of balls. You're going to break the iPhone? I'm not even sure if I get insurance. Oh, Lord. Tyrone strikes out. And now there's two outs. Marti is up. And he's going to show a shred of hope in this game to try to see if they're going to put up a number. I think this is the defining moment in this game.
Two outs.
Joe, what do you think? Marti's going to be able to make this a game or what?
No.
He's got no confidence. Just got a brand new Mets hat and he says no. Billy?
There's a chance.
Renee?
Let's go.
I don't know. Marti has got four home runs, batting 257. Two balls, no strikes, two outs, two on base. Put one in the seats. I want to see the apple. And he gets out in front of one. It's funny, the Mets hit two very deep balls today, both right to dead center. 20 feet to the left, they would have had home runs on both of them. As Marte fouls off another pitch. And now there's two strikes on him. This is the best scoring opportunity the Mets have had all game. As the sun is coming down over the third deck. And I finally can give Renee's girly glasses back to her. Marte, I'm sorry, did I say Marte? I apologize. Colin Cosell would be disappointed with me. Luckily, I'm not getting paid for this podcast. And Marte goes down swinging. My goodness, Mets fans. They're three outs away from a combined no-hitter. My goodness. Wow. 5-11-24, if we ever came with a day to come curse the Mets, the four of us have done it. No hits through eight innings. Raisel Iglesias, number 26 for the Braves, is going to face Lindor, Alonso, and Martinez. And he's going to try everything he can do to get three outs. The Braves have not had a no-hitter, combined or otherwise, since 1994. And he's thrown three balls in a row to Francisco Lindor. As the Braves are winning 4-0. And Joseph heads to the back to get a home run apple softy ice cream souvenir cup. The fans, as you can hear, are begging the Mets to swing the bat. And he did. But he swung and missed. Pretty good amount of Braves fans here today as the Mets are down to their last two outs. Might as well stay with you right now as Pete Alonso digs in and gets a first pitch strike thrown to him. Pete Alonso, 9 home runs, only batting .217. Takes a big cut for strike two. Everything the Braves are doing right now has been perfect. Alonso stays alive, falling off the third pitch. And J.D. Martinez waits on deck, trying to break up a no-hitter. Combined over three pitchers for the Braves. Freed was fantastic today. And Christian Scott was excellent, too, as a rookie. Just the bats were not there for the hometown Mets. Fourth pitch is high, and Pete takes. And he fouls another one off. That one's just up into the third deck. Make that the second deck. Finally, the sun has come down, so no sunglasses needed now. It got bright out here in the fourth, fifth, sixth inning. Pete Alonso rips one.
probably 325 or so, but went left. Look at the sundaes these two kids got. One's got vanilla, one's got chocolate. They look like they have triple scoops of ice cream. Pete Alonso, good eye right there. Down to their last two outs, Joe. To the shortstop, out. Pete puts it on the ground, but right to the shortstop. And the Mets are down to their last out. J.D. Martinez, arguably one of the most pro hitters in baseball, is going to try to break up a combined no-hitter. Baseball is a very funny game, and that's why we love it. The Mets down to their last bat. I just mentioned J.D. Martinez, really a mad scientist with hitting. He works on hitting every day to get better. He hit one ball very far to about 403 for an out several innings ago, and he just hits a home run to break up a no-hitter. It's 4-1. The Mets were down to their last out. And the no-hitter is gone. The red Mets apple rises out from center field. And J.D. Martinez gets the Mets on the board to a round of cheers. That's baseball. Number 26 was about a strike away from doing something that the Braves haven't done since 1994. That's close to 30 years. Sports fans, thank you for joining us at Joseph's 12th birthday party. We appreciate you coming with us to Citi Field. Baseball is an interesting sport. You know, the Mets could have had two hits today and possibly won the game. They got up to bat, down three runs. They had two runners on base, and they could have tied the game with one swing, and it wasn't to happen. Somehow the Braves dominated with their pitching almost the entire game, but they weren't able to get the 27th out. Out number 27 was up at the plate waiting to end what would have been a combined no-hitter. And J.D. Martinez, like I mentioned, live, pro hitter. He just hits one to center field. The apple rises out of center field, and happy birthday to Joe. He wanted to see the apple. We did not get a chance to see Edwin Diaz and the Narcos music, but the Braves won in dominating fashion 4-1. We had a great time. It was a really nice park, a lot of good food, and we ended up having a beautiful day when there were some threats of rain throughout the week. So we will definitely catch you on the next adventure. I'm so happy that Billy was able to join us. Renee, what did you think of the park? What are your thoughts?
It was a good park and a great experience.
Billy, how did you like this park compared to some of the other ones that you've been? You've been to Yankee Stadium. You've never been to Camden Yards, have you? So versus Yankee Stadium, which one do you prefer, even though you're a Yankee fan?
Well, first and foremost, thank you for everything you have done for me today. And definitely Yankee Stadium, obviously, because I'm better. But I really appreciate everything. Thank you for today.
We're glad you enjoyed it. I like the Yankee Stadium because of all the great history. And the museum is just incredible. They went into the Mets Museum, and apparently they were in and out like the blink of an eye. You know, That's what happens when you don't have 27 world championships. Joseph, we'll let you get the final thoughts. You're the birthday boy. You're 1 year away from being a teenager. Tell us what you thought of Citi Field in Queens, New York.
I mean, it was a great ballpark. I loved this. It was cool to see the JD Martinez homer. It was cool to see the apple. And it was cool to see almost a no-hitter, but they gave up the home run to JD Martinez.
Have you ever considered eating in a sushi or a Slim Jim eating competition?
I should.
And which do you think you could dominate in?
Both.
Well, what'd you think of the popcorn and some of the other snacks that you had?
I mean, they were all really good. If you want to go to a ballpark with any food you could ask for, go to that one.
Well, Joseph, happy birthday to you. We got a 1.5 hour ride home, and I guess we'll have to keep an eye on the box score to see if our Celtics can somehow beat the Cavs in Cleveland tonight. Anyway, we're on Metro North. Fans, thanks for being with us, and we'll catch you on our next adventure or interview. Life is good for the back-to-back UConn Huskies, the champions of the world. See you next time from the Sliders and Curveballs podcast.